Darling and Cortez detail Valley's response to migrant arrivals and COVID challenges. He said the situation became more complex during the COVID-19 pandemic, when some migrants arrived infected. For her to come up right away and want to test them, things that our government wasn't doing, Cortez said, referring to local efforts to identify and respond to health concerns. Cortez also described coordination among local officials and community members. What defines a community is what a community does for one another, he said, adding that the response involved multiple sectors working together to address immediate needs. Darling recounted the initial response when migrants were dropped off at a McAllen bus station. We decided to keep it open. We thought it would all be over the next day, but it wasn't, he said. As the situation continued, he said the effort moved to a church facility where additional support was organized. He described the experience as ongoing and evolving, noting that early expectations did not match the scale of the situation. Darling also referenced interactions with local, state, and federal officials during visits to the border area, where he observed operational differences. Both officials highlighted the role of community response during the migrant influx and the pandemic. Their remarks focused on the actions taken in McAllen and the Rio Grande Valley to address humanitarian needs as they emerged. See related stories. McAllen honors Sister Norma Pimentel after Time Women of the Year recognition. Sister Norma Pimentel credits community for sustaining migrant aid efforts.